from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are once again welcoming you to our live transmission today from a place called Bristol in Virginia on the eastern side of the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the great people and very, very wonderful people of Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are, because Radio Biafra is listened to and received in every country of the world. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. But here we are saying good afternoon because it's just gone 4 minutes past the hour of 2 in the afternoon. Once again, we're welcoming you wherever you are. I have my sister in the studio, Chidera Kabo. This is your radio station. This is the only platform that allows free speech, unfettered free speech, anywhere on this planet. You can call us from wherever you are and you'll be able to speak your mind. If you talk to us from one country, you will hear your voice in another. It is a good thing to know that the people in Brazil are waking up. They are doing the best they can. Even those in China are beginning to rise up. We are encouraging all of you. We are not against anybody. We are not castigating anybody at all. All we want our people to do is to rise from this, from their slumber, and reclaim what is rightfully theirs. That this is your own radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please do try and call us once we begin to take calls, and also tell your friends and your family. Do something about telling people about Biafra now. Even as you're listening to this announcement, even as you're listening to this live transmission of Radio Biafra, please endeavor to tell your friends about what we are doing. Go and ask them to tune into Radio Biafra by logging into www.radiobiafra.co, all one word, Radio Biafra together in lower casing, radiobiafra.co, or you can ask them to Google Radio Biafra. If they type in Biafra or Radio Biafra on any search engine, they'll be able to find Radio Biafra transmitting normally from London, but we are here on a tour of the United States and of Canada as well. We have been to many places and we are welcoming everybody. Welcoming everybody, please. We are delighted to have you. We are welcoming you. Get a pen and paper, because listening to Radio Biafra is like listening to history lesson, listening to politics lesson, listening to economics lesson, even listening to a Bible class, because here we blend everything together for the glory of God. We are looking for Biafra, not that we may steal. We are looking for Biafra, not that we may pillage. We are not looking for Biafra to build hotels, Biafra to acquire material wealth. We are looking for Biafra, the restoration of it, so that we can serve God in his full glory, that we may dedicate all our work to the honor and the glory and to the worship of our dear Lord God in heaven. Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. We are not going to do anything to insult that memory. We are not going to do anything to lose the very wonderful confidence that you have in us. We are not going to do anything to throw away your commitment, your patriotism, your dedication, and your devotion to the pursuit of the restoration of Biafra. We know it is incumbent upon us to keep our hands clean, and on that we stand to make claim that Radio Biafra is whiter than white. We are whiter than snow. We are incorruptible. We are incorruptible by the grace of God. We cannot be corrupted. There is nothing that will make us abandon the pursuit for Biafra in truth and honesty. Truth and honesty is where we anchor Biafra. We run a live program every day. If anybody anywhere hears anything wrong we have done, please phone Radio Biafra with a withheld number if you think we know your number. Conceal your number. Please come and tell us what wrong we have done. Because our people have been led astray so many times. Some people write to remind Radio Biafra that this is the final bus stop for them. If Radio Biafra disappoints them, that they will go away from the Biafran struggle, never to return. But we are telling you that God made it that way. God made it that way that His word may prevail. God made it that way that we may return to the path of truth and honesty. Everybody who has come before us, they have failed. They have come before us. What I mean by us is you and I, you people and Radio Biafra together, under the command of our Council of Elders. We are going to accomplish Biafra together because that is where we exist. We are not leading anybody. We are not ruling anybody. All the power, all the sovereignty is vested in the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, led by His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Eze Ozubu, retired. Assisted by Dr. Dozie Ikedife, the Secretary of the Council of Elders is Cornel Achuzie, retired. So that people can go and check. That is where we derive our authority from. We derive our inspiration from God in heaven. And our obligation to the dead, those that sacrificed their lives that Biafra may be on the international map. Those that gave their lives gallantly, that the word Biafra may be indelibly imprinted in the soul, in the consciousness of mankind. They are the people that we owe our legends. They are the people that we owe each our waking moment to complete this particular race they started. This particular race that has cost so many lives, we are here to accomplish it. We are here to take everybody along with us. Those that are willing to come along. Those that are unwilling to come along, we say good luck to them. But they are not going to stop us from accomplishing Biafra, because as Gideon went into battle with only 300 men out of multitude, out of millions, so are we going into this battle with the evil forces in Nigeria with as few as we can. We even want to break record. We want as few of us as possible who are determined, whose hands are clean, who are obedient, who are loyal to the laws in the Bible, for us to be able to go and complete this. And please, I will now go to our dear sister to say hello to you so we can proceed, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Kabo, and I'm welcoming you to this initial segment of the broadcast from here, Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you very much, and we'll be proceeding rightly to go and bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before you do so, ensure you take down this number, please. Give them once again the number with which to contact us with, please.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Yes, and also we are reminding you that you can get us via Skype as well. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your contact list. When somebody asks you, how do I get Radio Biafra? Give them this number, because we'll be here till tomorrow, and then after that we'll be back in London. You all have the London number anyway, and if you look on your screen, it's going to be there. So we are please asking all of you, reminding all of you, wherever you may be, please, to make sure that you note the number with which to call Radio Biafra with, and ensure you do that. It should be showing on the top right-hand corner of your screen. If it is not doing so, it will be showing there in a short while. Add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. Also, that's where you will be able to get us. We are pleading with you, asking you to, whatever you do, tell your friends and your family. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on. Tell them to do everything they can to also, on their part, continue to spread the message. Tell them not to be afraid. Tell them not to be afraid. And let them know. Let them know that we are doing everything humanly possible to get Biafra. Tell them we are doing everything humanly possible to make sure we hold those accountable that killed our people, that they are brought to justice. Let them know that God is not going to go free the same way that Awolowo did. Tell them that everybody that killed an Igbo child, an Igbo woman, an Igbo man will be held accountable, because the era of killing our people and them going scot-free has come and gone, because it's a new era. And Radio Biafra is here, so is Bile Human Rights Initiative. And under the guardianship of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, we are going to accomplish so much. We are going to do what we said we are going to do, and you can help facilitate this very process. There is no need for you to be and to be fearful. The name Biafra has been accorded judicial recognition in Nigeria. You don't have to be afraid. We are please asking you, all of you, to once again refresh your browser, if you may. Refresh your browser. You will be able to see the number to call come up on the top right-hand corner of your screen. If you refresh your browser, you should be able to know how to get hold of Radio Biafra. Please, once again, our number, please, Chidera, is
+1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
You can start calling us in around about the next half an hour after the presentation of the headlines and accompanying this analysis. You can get us via radiobiafra.co, not .com, .co, radiobiafra.co, or you can go to Radio Biafra Facebook page. If you're listening, any of the admins listening, please put up Radio Biafra live transmission reminder on Radio Biafra Facebook page, please, so that people coming to Radio Biafra Facebook page will be able to see how to get us. Or you can go to peopleofbiafra.org, that is .org. peopleofbiafra.org or bilehumanrights.org or indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or freedomvoicemedia.com. These are the channels through which you can get Radio Biafra. And remember to call us as soon as we start taking calls, please. Chidera, can you give us the headline on this day, the 19th day of July in the year of our Lord 2013? Please go ahead.
The news headlines: a blind man runs a baby factory in Nigeria. We're still reporting that Nigeria is a country of child rape. General Abdul Salami says reverse crisis can truncate democracy. Ex-generals say Obasanjo's civil war book is self-glorification. After 43 years, we are yet to address causes of civil war. We're still reporting that Bishop Kana Mani asks Buhari to quit active politics. Nigeria withdraws troops from Mali. And again, we are reporting why Mazob murdered Igbo youth members in Anambra. The news in detail: a 54-year-old blind man, his daughters and others have been arrested in Anambra State for running a baby factory. Operatives of the State Security Service, SSS, arrested Geoffrey Okoli, who hails from Aguata local government area, but failed to apprehend another suspect called Catherine Eze, alleged to be the brain behind the sale of the babies. They said other accomplices are in the SSS custody. Anambra State Director of the Security Service, Mr. Alex Okiyi, told reporters yesterday in Awka that the suspects had been transferred to the National Agency for Prohibition of Traffics of Persons, NAPTIP, in Enugu for further investigation. The suspects allegedly realized 900,000 from the sale of two babies, a boy and a girl, at 550,000 and 370,000 naira respectively. The teenage girls ages 17 and 19, daughters of Mr. Okoli, said they did not benefit from the sale of the babies as they were not given any money. Wife of the Ekiti State Governor, Mrs. Bisi Fayemi, yesterday condemned the Senate for voting to amend the aspect of the Constitution forbidding underage marriage. Fayemi, who said the move was inimical to the growth of the liberation of the female gender, urged the women folk to rise against the development, saying the need to press for the criminalization of early marriage could not be overemphasized. The governor's wife spoke in Ado-Ekiti at the second annual public lecture organized by Women and Children Development and Health Research Initiative, WCDHRI, in collaboration with the Ekiti Development Foundation yesterday. Former head of state General Abdusalami Abubakar warned yesterday that the political crisis in River State poses a threat to democracy. He also warned that our fledgling democracy may be truncated if the politicians in the state and indeed in the country failed to put their house in order to avoid the overheating, the polity. The General Abubakar spoke during an interactive session with members of the Correspondents' Chapel of the Nigerian Union of Journalists, NUJ, Niger State Chapter in Minna, his home. Describing the crisis as sad and unfortunate, the former military leader counseled politicians in the state to embrace peace in the interest of democracy and what it stood for. Former Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Alani Akinrinade, retired, and Brigadier General Godwin Alabi Isama, retired, on Thursday faulted former President Olusegun Obasanjo's Nigerian Civil War account. Obasanjo's story in his war memoirs, My Command, Akinrinade and Alabi Isama said was full of serious and historical errors and constituted a self-glorification. The former president's account, the retired military officers added, amounted to denying others who helped to achieve Nigeria's victory the credit they deserved. Emotions ran high yesterday at the fully packed main auditorium of the Nigerian Institute of International Affairs, Lagos, when ex-generals and combatants in the 30-month Nigeria-Biafra Civil War lamented that issues that led to the war had not been addressed 43 years after. Reminiscing on their roles in the blood-guzzling campaign to keep Nigeria united, which claimed more than 2 million lives on both sides, they said it was sad that injustice still reigns supreme in the country while vagabonds and thieves are being celebrated at the expense of heroes and heroines. The occasion was the presentation of a book, The Tragedy of Victory, on the spot account of the Nigeria-Biafra War in the Atlantic Theater, written by Brigadier General Godwin Alabi Isama, retired. The ex-generals berated former head of state, General Olusegun Obasanjo, retired, over his accounts of the Civil War in his book, My Command, saying that he gave himself kudos for the victory over Biafra without acknowledging the contributions of others. The Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Maiduguri, Emmanuel Kana Mani, has called on former head of state, General Muhammadu Buhari, to retire from active politics and join the revered League of Former Nigerian Leaders. In a statement made available to journalists yesterday in Maiduguri, the Borno State capital, Bishop Mani asked Buhari to abide by the statement he made prior to the 2011 presidential election, in which he claimed that he would not contest the 2015 poll. The cleric said he recalled that before the last presidential election, General Buhari told all Nigerians that after the 2011 elections, he would not vie for any positions. Federal government plans to withdraw some of the Nigerian troops from the United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali as they are needed back home. The government dismissed the claim that the withdrawal was in protest over the appointment of non-Nigerian to head the AFISMA in the crisis-ridden country. ECOWAS recently appointed Major General Jean Bosco Kazura of Rwanda as commander of African-led international support mission in Mali. AFISMA, now United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, MINUSMA. The appointment, many observers noted, did not go down well with Nigeria, which decided to recall its troops in batches. Members of the Association of Youth Organization, AIYO, in Onitsha have reacted to the bloody clash with members of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOB, last Saturday, alleging that fighters who killed four of their members were after them because they were gaining massive popularity and acceptability in Anambra State. The group gave the names of the AIYO members who died during the clash as Chimeze, Samuel, Emeka, and Dragon. The group said many others were injured. In a statement, the AIYO state coordinator, Mr. Chukwuemeka Oga, said that at about 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, Mazob stormed our Onisha Wery office with over 500 members and destroyed our office, chairs, tables, laptops and fans, and opened fire on our boys.
Thank you very much for that. Those are our headlines and a brief news summary. But if we feel the need to go into substantive details on any of them, we shall return to them. There's quite a lot of stories that we are covering today. If you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting today. We are broadcasting live and direct from a place called Bristol in Virginia in United States, where we have been covering, where we have been bringing you news reports, where we have been taking your calls from nearly a month now. We are on tour of the U.S. and Canada, which we have completed very, very successfully. The message of Biafra has spread far and wide. A lot of people are now aware of Biafra. Our people here are working, especially on the eastern side at this time of the day. So if they do not call in, that is the reason why. But in the evenings, they try as much as they can to do so. We have discovered that in terms of the struggle, that some of them are way behind. We are trying to drag them up to speed of those of us in Africa, those of us in Europe, those of us in Asia as well, and in Australia. We are doing the best we can to propel this message forward. We don't want our people here to be complacent, to think that things are rosy, that things are better back home, because it is not. On this day, once again, wonders have not ceased to happen. We are reporting that even blind people, a blind man is running a baby factory in Anambra, where they are selling children maybe to the senators, where they are selling little children for their spare parts, where they are selling kids to the highest bidder, to couples who do not have children. We don't have anything against adoption. Adoption is a natural consequence, but we are Biafran people. We are Igbo people. Every child has a father. Every child has a mother. We are the only people on the face of the earth that has ikunne and ikunna, which means your mother's people and your father's people. If your father's people reject you, you go to your mother's people. They cannot reject you. If your mother's people reject you, you go back to your father's house. They will accept you. We are the only people uniquely placed. In other words, there is no need for adoption in Igbo land. If somebody is going to adopt you, it's going to be either your uncle, your mother's uncle, your father's uncle, somebody related to you. So that Izukamananeji. There is no aspect of life that our ancient fathers did not cover. But because of what we find ourselves, some people will say that every mess that we are in is because we are in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. That is why we are in the mess we are in. That even a 54-year-old blind man and his daughters, Igbo girls, his own daughters, how can you criminalize even small children? I don't know what is happening to our people. A blind man, 54-year-old blind man. By the way, all this news you can get on Radio Biafra website. Go and read it. Go to www.radiobiafra.co and see the truth stare at you in the face. Because we promise we will stick on the path of truth, on the path of righteousness, on the path of honesty until Biafra comes. We don't cover anything. Here we lay everything bare. Everything you lay bare. As some people asked me in some few quarters what happened, and I explained to them. Every detail you need, you will get. Because we cannot afford to lie. We must speak the truth at all times. Even if it leads to our death, the truth is paramount. Because once you have established the truth, it is like the building of a nation. It is an irreducible block. You cannot reduce truth. But lies, you can make amendments. You can lie a bit to the left, and you can lie a bit to the right. You can lie to the front and to the back. But truth cannot be, it cannot be embellished. It is there, constant, as the Northern Star. We are reporting rather disgracefully something happening where we come from, something happening in Anambra. It has happened in Abia. It started in Abia State, where I come from. They call it Abia State. That is where this whole nonsense started. Mass industrialization of the production of children started happening in my state. It is now spread. The disease, you might hear job for women. It has taken, it is now 1 or 2 years old. So everybody is copying it. They think that is where the money is. A 54-year-old blind man, his daughters and two others have been arrested in Anambra State for running a baby factory where baby making machine. They go and get people. The same thing that happened during captivity and slavery. Our own people selling our own kind to Arabs and to white people. The same thing is happening in a modern day. And people are wondering why in every village you go to, there are dead bodies as we speak. We are dying, falling like flies. We can't ask ourselves questions. Why can't we embrace the truth? This is disgraceful. Coming from the children of God. Selling babies, making babies and selling them. We reported this thing in Aba. We thought it had stopped. In fact, starting from Ongwa, we thought it had stopped. Of course, there are some in Omuahia as well. It went to Olo. It came to Owerri. It traveled to Enugu. Now it has made a complete U-turn to come to Anambra State. In other words, ensnaring every state in core Igboland. Thank goodness that the people in beloved Delta State, the people in Anioma from Asaba, Tewanke, that they have not joined this rather barbaric and disgraceful trade. At least that place, we know that there are Igbo people who are still pure. Because those of us in Abia, those of us in Imo, those of us in Anambra, in Enugu, and in Ebonyi, we cannot hold claim anymore to our purity as a people. If we can allow such nonsense to continue. The other time we reported about a man that mummified his own mother, named Bianafo, Onwitogolu, mummified and put in his house without giving her any type of burial, contrary to our ways of life. And people are wondering why things, evil things are befalling us, wondering why Katoriaras are the ones ruling us in Nigeria. When God sees this type of thing, then how do you think he's going to feel towards his own children? He will punish us even more. You can say, oh, maybe but Yorubas are doing it. And No. You are not Yoruba people. You are not Hausa people. You are God's own chosen people. We must stop this type of nonsense. Operatives of the state security services arrested Godfrey Okoli, who hails from Agwata local government area, but failed to apprehend another suspect, one Catherine Eze, alleged to be the brain behind the sale of the babies. They said other accomplices are in the SSS custody. Anambra State Director of Security Service, Mr. Alex Okiyi, told reporters yesterday in Awka that the suspects had been transferred to the National Agency for Prohibition of Traffic of Persons, NAPTIP, in Enugu for further investigation. Maybe this man is taking action on Okiyi because he's an Igbo man. Had it been a Hausa person, he would be interested in collecting as many babies as possible and going and selling to senators in the north because they need little children to marry to abuse in the north. This is what is happening where we come from. If you call Radio Biafra today, please make reference to any of the headlines and comment upon it. We are also reporting that the Nigerian Senate that made this... Once you have a business, there must be a supplier. Somebody has to supply something for a business to take hold. Now let us go to see the consumers of these baby factories. They are Nigerian senators. They are in Abuja. They are all over the place from Sokoto to Maiduguri. These are child sex attackers. These are child molesters. These are the direct beneficiaries. These are the people to whom children are being sold to. And for you not to prosecute them, for their conscience to be cleared, the Nigerian Senate passed a law saying that you can abuse any child sexually. You can see any child and attack that child. It isn't, there's nothing wrong. Because they said you can tell to anybody apprehending you that you're engaging, you're asking her to marry you. You can go to the crib, you can go to a nursery school and pick up a child and say you and her planned to marry. So you have come to pick her up from school. Incredible. Incredible. Even the wife of the Ekiti State Governor, Mrs. Bisi Fayemi, of course they'll report it because the Yoruba woman, Yoruba press will carry it, yesterday condemned the Senate for voting to amend the aspects of the Constitution forbidding underage marriage when sensible people were there, underage marriage was banned. The Constitution of Abdul Salami Abubakar, written by people, some of them had a bit of brain. Now they have gone to remove it, telling you that Nigeria is the Sharia country, telling you that as the Sultan of Sokoto, when he said put Islam first, I didn't know he meant put babies first, put little children first so he can abuse them. These shameless men, without any shame of any sort, have resorted to the abusing of our children. They have said to us that children are no longer holy. They are no longer innocent. Anybody can come to abuse them. Fayemi said that the move was inimical to the growth and liberation of women's gender and urged the women folk to rise against the development, saying the need to press for the criminalization of early marriage should not be overemphasized. This woman, you are in Yoruba land, Yorubas will do nothing. They talk. All they do is talk, nothing happens. All the time they talk, nothing comes of it. The only reason why they take them seriously, or Hausa Fulani people regard them as serious people in Nigeria, is because that is they are the bulwark. They are the only people who can counterbalance the exit of Biafra from Nigeria. That's all. Because they can talk. They go to the world. They unleash Wole Soyinka to tell the world why Nigeria should be won. He's a Nobel laureate, of course. They will listen to him. We don't have any. That is why Yorubas matter. Yoruba people, rather than complaining and arguing and getting women folk to rise up, you rise up and leave Nigeria. Go and form Oduduwa State. That way you can legislate in Yoruba land to criminalize underage marriage. But half of you are Muslim, so how can you do that? You cannot do it because you have been compromised. You know that God is infinitely merciful to everybody. He gives them according to what they deserve. That is why half of Yoruba is Christian, half is Muslim. The only thing keeping them together is one Nigeria as well. If they go on their own, they cannot survive it because they are divided down the middle. They are not consistent. The Hausa Fulani people conquered them, converted them into Islam. We, the Biafrans, remained untouched until the white man came with the New Testament. If they slap you on one side, you turn to the other side. A whole load of garbage. The governor's wife spoke in Ado-Ekiti at the second annual public lecture organized by Women and Children Development and Health Research Initiative in collaboration with the Ekiti Development Foundation yesterday, reacting to Wednesday's debate at the Senate, where the lawmakers voted to reverse the law that outlawed underage marriage in the ongoing constitutional amendments, particularly the amendment to Section 29A of the 1999 Constitution that pegs the full age of marriage at 18. Fayemi said legalizing early marriage would further cause decline in female access to education in the country. There is no country, it is a zoo. There is no country called Nigeria. It was created by one man, Frederick Lugard. This man came from Britain. He is not an African. He is not God. He brought a few people together and said, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. God never in heaven, never sanctioned it to happen. Only God can create a country. Anybody making reference to Nigeria is not enlightened, is not educated, and should not be taken seriously. Even General Abdul Salami Abubakar is telling us, another Hausa Fulani man is telling us, or Gwari man, so to speak, but they were conquered by Hausa people as well. Anybody we mention will tell you where they come from, and we tell you how extensive the Hausa Fulani influence is. This man is from Gwari, from Niger State, the same state as Babangida. They are Gwari people. They started serving Hausas long time ago. When the Fulanis came and took over the Hausas, they took them over as well. This former head of state who gave us the 1999 constitution, because he's part of the rulership from the Hausa people from time immemorial, he is warning us that the political crisis, look at how crafty Hausa people are. They think we are stupid. They did not think or reckon that Radio Biafra will be coming. They are telling us that the political crisis in River State poses a threat to democracy. Please, Mr. Abdul Salami Abubakar, because you're not a general. You never fought any war. You never conquered any territory from Nigeria, so we can't call you a general. Before you are a general, you must have served your country and distinguished yourself in a battlefield. You've not done that, so you can't be a general. So we address you as Mr. Who you are. Mr. Abdul Salami Abubakar. Boko Haram is splitting Nigeria. You have not come out to say that what Boko Haram is doing is capable of splitting Nigeria. It is what the imbecilic Rotimi Amaechi is doing in River State that will break Nigeria. You can see how daft these people think we are. We don't know anything. You have never ever made reference to Boko Haram, the killing of Igbo people, the killing of Biafran people, the killing of Christians in the north. No, that will not break Nigeria. It is Rotimi Amaechi trying to make life difficult for good Lord Jonathan so that you people can come in as president that will break Nigeria. Sometimes you wonder, Nigeria and their brand of journalism is unbelievable. We are also reporting today that Olusegun Obasanjo wrote a book where he said he won the Biafran War. that he defeated us in battle. Obasanjo is saying this, that he defeated us in battle. Today, we want our listeners and callers to Radio Biafra to remind Obasanjo why Biafra lost the war. And we are telling everybody who is listening to it today, the millions of people listening all over the world, that Biafra lost the war because we fought the whole world. America was there against us. Britain was against us. Russia was against us. Egypt was against us. And so was the entire Arab world, the entire communist world. Everybody was against us. We fought against the whole world. In Biafra was the Third World War. The whole world fought against Hitler and Nazism and Japan's imperialistic tendencies in the Asia Pacific. In Biafra war was the Third World War. A world war means where the whole world connives or comes together to fight one person or two people, or where one axis of influence is fighting against another. Only in Biafra war, for the first time and the only time in the history of modern humanity, that communism and capitalism came together against one enemy. It has never happened before, because wherever you have a war, it's either that the communists are supporting the person and CIA and the Americans are funding their opponents, or vice versa. You have never had a place where the whole world, both the communists, both the capitalists, and the Arab world all got together and decided that Biafra must be crushed. Obasanjo, that was what defeated us. He did not defeat us. At Abagana, it was equal. But when the people thought that you could come to defeat us, you came to Abagana, we crushed you. We took a Kotepene from you after you captured it. We took a Wure twice from you after you captured it. We fought against the world and not against you, Obasanjo. No Yoruba person is born to defeat us in battle. They have never, not even a Hausa person. All of you combined together cannot defeat Biafra, could not have defeated Biafra if not for the Russian arms that you had, if not for the total blockade that Britain enforced, if not for the arms embargo that America supported, if not for the Egyptian pilots that were supplied to you, if not for the limitless mercenaries that came from all over Eastern Europe. We know the history. You cannot twist it. Obasanjo, you are not capable. You are not even capable of taking my compound where I come from, talk less of taking the whole of Biafra, telling us you won the war. You must be insane. After 43 years, we are yet to address the cause of... Of course, now Biafra is the currency. Both online and in Nigeria, everybody is discussing Biafra. That was exactly what Ojukwu said. When Ojukwu said that even the grass will rise up to fight, people took it literally, that grass will somehow come out and transform into human. No. Every tongue is going to confess Biafra. Even those not confessing it now. Even those you thought would not have written about Biafra, they are now writing about Biafra. You did not defeat us in battle. Not you, not Gowon, not Murtala Muhammad, not Haruna, not Akinrade, not Adekunle, the so-called Black Scorpion, not even the treachery, not even the sabotage of Cancer Wiwa gave you Biafra. What gave you Biafra was the might of the world was against us. The might of Britain that colonized the zoo, the might of Russia was against us, the entire communist world, the entire capitalist world, the whole of the Arab world was against Biafra. That was why you defeated Biafra, not because of your might, not your prowess. I maintain till today, and as everybody knows in the history books, the only man to earn his generalship on the battlefield is Agu Yoronsi, an Igbo man. No other person in Nigeria. What you have is quota generalship. We have given them 10 generals in the north. Let's give Yoruba two. Oh, let's give Igbo half. Only Agu Yoronsi. Agu Yoronsi distinguished himself serving for United Nations in the Congo. He went into battle, he fought, and he won. Not a local champion. He never fought civilians. Agu Yoronsi never fought civilians, because Igbo people know you cannot fight civilians if you claim that you're a soldier. You fight civilians and you say that you are soldiers and that you are men of valor, that you are men of honor, lying to yourselves. Look at the mission in Mali. Let's take the mission in Mali as an example. Who is leading the mission in Mali? Another Hausa Fulani Strook Yoruba man. There, what have you accomplished in Mali? Agu Yoronsi went to Congo and defeated the enemies in Congo and came back and was awarded the general officer commanding the Nigerian army by no other people than the British, in recognition of his valor and his tactical awareness on the battlefield. Not quota generalship, as you have everywhere. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting, bringing this news to you from a place called Bristol in Virginia, United States. Our lines are open. You can call us if you wish to participate in our programming today. We welcome your calls from wherever you are on this planet. And also, we don't forget that there are still reverberations on the killing of our people, on the killing of mass of people by Owazurike, the thugs that Owazurike sent. People said we shouldn't castigate the whole of Masop. We should leave them, that there are good people there. Of course, we accept that there are good people there. So we'll leave Masop alone for now. But we focus on the people that went to kill their own brothers, their own flesh. The people that Owazurike sent to go and use guns. For people that claim that they are peace-loving, that they are fighting for the freedom of Biafra free, that there's no violence. But when it comes to your own blood, you become violent. When it comes to outsiders, you are peace-loving. When it comes to signing a deal for oil block, you are peace-loving. When it comes to building hotels and hostels, you are peace-loving. When it comes to buying fleet of cars, you are peace-loving. When it comes to printing currency without anybody's permission, you are peace-loving. When it comes to printing passport that nobody gave you authorization for, you are peace-loving. When it comes to your own kind, you are violent. You kill your own people because you have the backing of the Hausa people, because you have sold the Biafran struggle through Goodluck Jonathan, through an Igbo senator, we know his name. Very soon we are going to reveal all. A book is coming up that will chronicle everything from top to bottom, how the Biafran struggle was sold by Owazurike, how he sold it to the Northerners. We have all the proof, we have all the evidence. You are playing with us, you don't know who we are. This is Radio Biafra. Before Radio Biafra came into existence, it was given to God himself that we will speak the truth at all times. And revelation upon revelation is coming up. People come to us with information you can never ever dream about. We have all the evidence against you, and the whole world will know who we are. Before our transmitter comes, you better go in exile. We will treat you better than you treated the people that you killed. We will revert back to our old ways, where if you commit such an atrocity as you did, we don't believe in capital punishment. We will banish you from Igbo land. We will banish you from Biafra land. You go and join your Hausa masters. You go and join your Hausa slaves. You pay money to the media. You bribe newspapers. You tell them to write about what you're doing when all is a lie, trying to deceive people. That deceit has come to an end. This is Radio Biafra. If you wish to call us, please do so. If you wish to join us in what we're doing, please do so. Our Skype is working very well. So is our telephone line. That is also working very well. Please feel free to call any of our lines should you wish to join us in any of the discussions we're presenting today. But first of all, I'll go to Chidera. Please, can you tell me in your own words what you're thinking? Has any particular news headline caught your attention? And please, if so, how?
Yeah, a lot of them did catch my attention. Starting from the baby factory in Anambra, I didn't even know that that was true, that people would even consider doing something like that. Babies come from God and are supposed to be respected. It's not something you sell to make money. And I'm happy right now that the government there, the securities there, are working to arrest those people. I want them to come, because for them to find one person, there are many other people doing it. So I want them to search in the nook and crannies of Anambra and other states, other Igbo states, to find out and fish out other people doing this, because it is very, very wrong. The case of the Senate, it's still making me to cry. Even now, my heart is bleeding. For people to say that a lady can be married off irrespective of her age, that is very, very wrong. And also with what the wife of the governor of Ekiti State is saying,
yes,
that it reduces the access of a girl child to education. It's very true. How can a lady go to school, or a girl go to school, when you've taken her hand in marriage at the age of 5, and when she gets to 15, you tell her no, she cannot go to school, because when she goes there, she's going to find boys that she will be attracted to, and she will leave you, because that's what they usually do. That was what happened to my school mother when I was in secondary school. She got married. She was 17 when she got married. Up till now, she has not gone to the university. She has not even gotten all her WAEC papers, because her husband did not allow her to go to school. He was thinking that when she goes to school, that other men will snatch her away from him. So this is something that we really need to rise up and fight. This is the time to do feminism. It's not only when you are told and you say that you cannot cook for your husband. This is the time to do feminism. I want all the women to come out and fight against this, because this is a war against women and girls. And what Obasanjo is saying, I mean, he's just displaying his foolishness. How can you glorify yourself in a book? That does not even make sense. And everyone knows what happened during the Civil War. Obasanjo cannot even challenge one Igbo man, not to talk of winning the war. We all know what happened, and what he's saying is just, he's just making a fool out of himself. So these are the three topics that really caught my interest.
Yes, you did mention about your school godmother having gotten married at a very early age. She must have children of her own now, isn't
it? Yes, she has four.
Yes, I wonder if she would wish what happened to her to happen to any of her children. I don't think she would.
No, I don't think she would. Even her siblings are regretting it.
That is what we're saying. So that it is not just one issue. It is a whole raft of issues that flows from it when you deny a child access to education. As we said, in the new Biafra, we are going to have free education, free and compulsory education. There will be no hawking. No child will be seen on the street selling anything for the parents, because education will be free from the time they want to go to school, from their kindergarten all the way to their university is going to be free. If the state will have to starve, if Biafra will have to go bankrupt because it is funding education, so be it. That is what has to happen for every boy and for every girl. This nonsense about trading in children cannot and will not happen. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, please also remind your friends to join us on Facebook, because we are on Facebook. All you need to do is to go there and add Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra to your Facebook, and that is all you need to do. And once you have done that, also continue to add your friends to it as well. We are coming to you today from Bristol in Virginia. You can call us on the phone. You can also call us on Skype. Our lines are open. The Skype is working. I don't know if some of you it is getting jammed, but no, we are getting every report here that all our systems are okay and ready to go. And please, may you remind our people once again of the number to call, please, should they wish to do so.
The phone number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Please, we are welcoming your views on a day. We are reporting that the baby factory issue is still continuing unabated. As we said, it has now become the norm, the tradition. Not everybody is opening it, we must say, but it is springing up everywhere. Baby factory is very lucrative. To sell one child is almost ₦500,000 for them, which is about £2,000. With £2,000, you can buy a life. When they said in Dubis, Ndokako, that is what we name people. Life is everything. Life is paramount. The being, a human being, is called matter, which means the beauty of life. We are asking our people to respect that, to respect the beauty of life, and in whatever they do, in however way they approach life, to recognize that life is paramount and nothing else can be compared to life. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from. You're the first caller today. Please proceed and make your point.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mandy.
Good afternoon.
My name is Michael Rajago.
Yes, Michael. Yes.
Living in London.
In London. Yes.
In fact, I've been digesting the whole thing, the whole news. It's since yesterday I couldn't sleep. I was thinking. What is going on? Look at the way the papers are reporting it. Somebody from Agwata, local government. Agwata is a local government, not a member of a city, not a village. It is high time they start reporting the where the man come from, so that people can go after them.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What is this thing they are doing? Somebody, a child of 8 years, 10 years, even at 18 years, don't even know anything. Yeah?
Yes.
They don't know nothing at 18 years, and they have passed that law. In fact, these guys are all rituals. They're all the whole members of parliament, all the people ruling that is zoological republic. They are all crooks and members of occultic group. Yeah?
Yes.
Then Obasanjo that is making mouth. He defeated Biafra. He defeated his grand grandfather, not Biafra. He defeated all his generation, both born and unborn. He defeated them, not Igbo man, not Biafra, because he couldn't defeat us.
He couldn't. They tried it, and we chased them back. And that was when they said the war. Him Obasanjo, Maka Yoruba say it one. You know they like boasting. They boasted they will wipe us off in 3 days, or is it 2 nights, they said. Ask them what happened. The war was fought for 3 years. When I say Sometimes what I'm upset with our people is because we don't understand our, we don't know how powerful we are as a people. All we are asking our people to do is to return back to righteousness, to the way of God, and you see what God is going to do with us. Not God of Pentecostal churches. We are talking about the God, Chukwu Abiama, the all-knowing God. You will see what he's going to do in our lives. He'll set us free before we know it. We are too sinful, that is why. We lie a lot, that is why. We sell babies, that is why. God has abandoned us. Because you cannot tell me that you can sell two babies for 900,000 naira. You're selling them to Hausa people. You're selling them to these senators, to these same depraved people, sick people. In any other country, they will be in jail. In any other country, if you come out on TV in America and propose such a law, believe you me, you will not leave that studio. Somebody will come there and kill you. You can't leave that TV station. But in our own, leave it to God. God is a, leave it to God. Vengeance belongs to God. Our people are in both for the Chineke Meranyebere. Let God have mercy upon us.
Yes, because we took compromise. There was a time I was being angry, explaining this to one of my siblings. I said to the guy that how can this man go on be called a pastor? Pastor where? In hellfire or where? How can he be calling himself pastor after killing my brothers and sisters? And he come here to tell us of God, God. You know the same God that said that shall not kill?
Exactly.
You know the same God who told you love your brother as you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said that it wasn't the fault of Gowan, that he was a young man. Then I asked him, as a young man and the head of state, young man, you don't know how to control your family. Young man, you don't know how to, what is wrong from your right. And you are making mad every minute, talking blah, 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 blah. In fact, if that man didn't go to Hague before he died, we must make sure that his bones and the bones of his grandfather were digged wherever they are buried and bring them to justice. Because this nonsense is getting too much. And we should also do our best to bring things to our own people too that is involved in all this thing. Because all our signatories are involved in all the rubbish going on against us too. So also our governors, both past and present. None of them are okay. Excluding this, and their group side pipe. Those ones are the godsend. So let me not take other people's time. I'm just boiling here and I don't know what to say, but God will not forgive anybody who passed such a law, and God will condemn the person from now. Him and his family will start to be scattering. They will come in one direction, but they will scatter in seven directions. As long as they are fighting against the children of God, God bless Biafra.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And God bless you as well. They are going to scatter. They will scatter, of course, when they see us, they will run. Because here at Radio Biafra, we have a simple three-step process. We don't have 50 stages. We don't have 1,000 stages. Our own is simple. It's three. We are gearing up for the demonstration worldwide. After the demonstration in each country, starting from Japan and ending here in the United States on the western side, in San Francisco to be precise, we will demonstrate to the world to bring to the attention the existence of Biafra and our intention to be free. Once we have finished it, we will then go home to drive away the workers of iniquity from the house of God. Once we have cleansed our house, we then go and face our enemies. Very simple, three steps, source and with the Biafra, not 99 stages. Ndiara. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Brother, my name is Okechukwu, and I always calling, and I'm from Imo State, Oloata, and I am calling from Mumbai, India.
From Mumbai in India, please go ahead. The word
India.
Yes, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
My brother, I so much happy for you and my sister Chidera there, and I thank you for the work you are doing, because it's not easy. We know if we all will gather together to pay you for what you are doing, and we know it's not enough. You are fighting like Ujukuna, and we also, your own brother, we're also backing you up. That is why we keep on calling. I my particularly, and I promise that I will keep on calling to make sure what is going on. About of my contribution about of this issue of Obasanjo, Ojukwu call Obasanjo Moba, He's Omoba, he's still a baby, he cannot fight the Biafrans. That is why he called him Omoba at earlier stage, because he's Omoba. And that is why, again, I am very, very happy to see how we can work hard. Even I am not the one or whoever to produce the money. We have to work hard so that our people in Nigeria can also understand the level we are now. People like people staying in the Great Fair, people staying in Lagos Island, people staying in Oshodi and many places. Let them hear all these things we are talking about so that they will also come back and join us. Even the issue of Owazirike, Owazirike will still come back. That is why whenever I hear Owazirike issue here, yeah, I will not be happy, because I know all of them will surely come back. They will come back one day as soon as we get through what we are planning now, what we are planning to do. I'm telling you, all these people will come back and kneel and beg us. So this issue of underage marriage or whatever, that is for them. It's not for us. We cannot allow that kind of thing in our land. Any part of Igbo land that tries out of thing, we have to persecute him. I am telling you, because it's not our blood. We are not the children of Ishmael. We are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know the tribe will from come. So in the world recognizes us. And I'm telling you, the work we are doing about this Biafra issue is not a piece of I particularly here in India, I keep on telling the Indian citizens here, I told them that we are not from Nigeria, we are from Biafra. Forget about that, we have never got our own embassy here or whatever, but at least we are the Biafra. I'm telling you, Biafra Aburi here, we are there as if we are debating or maybe we are talking. What we are saying here is reality. And the EDMA, we are consoling the heart that broke. We are trying to bring all the broken hearts together so that we can germinate again like a new planted tree. So I am thanking you so much for what you are doing, and what I'm telling you that I believe by the grace of God, very soon, and it's not much too far, very soon the revolution will take place. By the time the revolution takes place, the money I receive as all this transmit will come out. The government will establish. The some money will start working. The world will recognize us, because we are the only Nigerians all over the world. People call Nigeria Nigeria. If you find the money also abroad before, for you know, if you know, got the highest within 1 month, blah, blah, and what they will give him paper. But we Nigerians, we in Biafra, they want us to run away. They want to conquer our land, but our boss will not allow them to do such a thing. As I'm talking to you now, the Biafra bank says still in my father's house till today. So I don't see this why somebody will tell me stop talking about Biafra, because my father told me what happened during the war. So that is why each time I come here, I always poke my heart and I always tell my people all over the world, let them come together. We have a means. I want the people, maybe even tomorrow, to give me this £50,000. It's a common thing to them to bring. I am telling you, we have a means. Who owns the money? We are not afraid of investing that money. If you have money without investing it, that money is a waste. We have a lot of people, they go to Lagos, Abuja, they build plaza, they build shopping mall, they build a lot of things. We are not afraid of that. Let them come and invest that money in Igbo land. That is the problem. That is the one thing telling me much about all these people. They have the money, but they're not making up the money. They are brother keep on answering them, sa, without investing anything in Igbo land. That is the bullshit. We don't need it. I am telling you. So my brother, what I'm saying now, that I am so much happy for you. Long life, nothing will happen to you. Any weapon formed against you will never prosper. And I'm telling you, any new weapon you know where to use, we're not about to use here. Like I talked to one of my girlfriend from the Virginia yesterday, that Biafra, my country, is in your own country in Virginia. She started asking me where is that, so that she can visit. So as come can do all the, you know, we can send them that address on my Skype here so that I can forward it to her. She can also reach. She's American. Yeah. She's not from England, but she's interested in Biafra. I am telling you.
Yes.
So all this, yeah.
Yes, I am telling, she wants. Yes, we'll send you the address. Oh, Jonathan Zianyi, in case one of your girlfriends or the Kwam, I was also fucking with him.
Just my friend, because this is
one of my girlfriends. You got was the Anyeba. That's very good. That is very good. It's only one. We are not Hausa people. It's only one.
We are not Hausa. I can never be Hausa people. I was brought up in
Hausa. Okay, stay where you are. I like you a lot. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Chidera. My name is Chidera from Umuaka, Imo State. I'm in Malaysia.
You are Chidera from Umuaka in Imo State. You're in Malaysia.
Yeah.
And what is your surname? What is your surname?
Okay, my son name Omozuribo.
Omozuribo, okay. We have another Chidera here from Omaka as well. Chidera in the studio is also from your village. So I don't know how your village can name a woman Chidera and a man Chidera. It's okay. We accept it. Please go ahead. The word is listening.
Since my brother tell me about this Biafra, I'm very happy. And in fact, my support, I'm out with my family and my friends and my brothers. We are out for it and we are very happy. As we are listening to this and in fact, as I'm talking to you now, I'm very happy right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are we. That's your calling. We are also happy. We are also happy that you're calling us. Yes.
Yeah. So I support with every effort for you people. Go ahead.
Yes.
And all my belief that nothing will happen to you people. And we strongly behind you people. And we are ready for every support right now. Because I remember when my father told me about the war and everything. And in fact, I'm angry because this is our right. And in Nigeria now, all the pains, all the suffer is behind all the Igbo people. And Igbo people, because of what is happening, and some of them doesn't want to come close, and some of them going to Yoruba and Hausa, they don't want to unite together. But right now, I'm very happy that some of us really understand the pains. So I'm so fully support for all the effort, and I believe that by special grace of God, in fact, God has already granted it, and that is how it's going to be. I'm very happy today. So I believe that every one of us will support, and every one of us is ready to go. And in sense of what is happening everywhere right now, even this country we are, it's all Igbo people that are being the suffering and the pain. So I believe everyone is ready to go. So God will bless Biafra, and God have already blessed Biafra. My support there is that every one of us have ready now to go.
Yes.
So that is my contribution. And
you said you're in Malaysia, yes.
God will continue giving people the wisdom and the power.
Yes.
Following people. Nothing is going to happen to any of you.
Thank you very much. Have you joined your people in Malaysia? Have you joined the Consultative Council in Malaysia? Have you joined them?
Right now, yes. In fact, right now, I'll start looking for them wherever they are.
Just go to Skype and add Iketuku Enyago, Ike Enyago, Ike Enyago. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes.
Please, Ike Legonia, I'm calling from Belgium.
Yes, Ike Legonia from Belgium. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system off, Banyonya, and talk to us over the phone.
I've turned my system off.
Okay, go ahead. What do you like to say from Belgium, Ghani?
Okay, what I want to say in effect is about the voting.
Hello? He is listening to his own voice. We can't have that. Yes, this is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nandi.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my brother. It's Nonso Ejiriga from Barcelona, Spain.
From Barcelona in Spain.
Hello?
Yes, it's from Barcelona in Spain. Yes, Nonso, go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I just want to ask one question. I said, these Masobians bearing arms, did police know aware? Is police aware of that?
Yes, the police are aware because they are working with the Nigerian police. This is one thing people don't know, but we will tell them. How do we know that? People will say, oh, how do you know they're working with Nigerian police? We have a way of finding things out. We'll give you one example. In 2010, we were campaigning against the election of Peter Obi in Anambra State. Radio Biafra printed a newsletter to tell Anambra people that if you vote Peter Obi in, he will kill more of you the same way he did in 2006. People thought we were joking. And in Awka, when Emmanuel Omoluoku, who is from Nnewi, was distributing the leaflet in Awka. Let me finish so our people will understand. Let them know how we came to know that they're working with the Nigerian police. When Emmanuel Omoluoku was at Awka with another person distributing this very magazine we published, it's called The Testament. It was shipped from London to home for them to distribute it. Tell people not to vote, because voting in Nigeria is a waste of time, is a waste of space. Do you know what happened? The director, Masop own regional administrator, we've lost him, but I'll continue to finish the story. Masop's own regional administrator in Awka came and arrested, so they said they arrested Emmanuel Omoluoku and the other person and handed them over to Nigerian police, saying that these people are trying to spoil the election going on in the state. And these are freedom fighters fighting for Biafra. Nkawuru, freedom fighting, Yabagwoko. We don't want that type of freedom fighting. It is bad. It is sad. We don't need it. We need people who are honest. We need people who are dedicated to the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. Any day I lie, any day I am the Kano, I come on the air and I tell you lies, and you discover that I'm telling you lies, please, if you come here and call for my resignation, I will do so live on air. Our people must know that this is Biafra. We are not joking. This is Biafra. We are not interested in people who are going to deceive us. We only want people who are truthful, people who are honest, people who will follow us to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Do we still have our brother on the line? No, we may have lost him. We may have lost him. We ask him to please try and call us back. We thought he would have stayed on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, please, wherever you are, we are welcoming you to this very edition. This is going to be... we are still in the United States, but the last early broadcast we'll be bringing from here in Bristol in Virginia. Subsequent program tomorrow, we are hoping to run only one program from New York, and then after that we shall revert back to our normal programming from London. So this will be, today will be the last morning program we are going to have from Bristol in Virginia, and then after that it shall be New York. You'll only get one program tomorrow from New York, but today after now in the, around 7 p.m. in the evening, we are also going to present another program for you from here. That will be 12 midnight. That will be our U.S. special edition. We dedicate it to those who are working. When they come back from work, they can listen to Radio Biafra. A lot of them are listening. Quite a lot of them are listening. Some of them are concerned. Some of them are worried. Some of them are afraid that if listening to Radio Biafra, that somehow their internet will stop working. Something that if they use their mobile phone to listen to Radio Biafra, their mobile phone will stop receiving calls. Some even think that if they use any of their tablets to listen to Radio Biafra, that too will stop working. But that is a lie. It is not true. It is not working. That is not what we are saying. Here we are telling people. Here we are informing people. Here we are making it very clear to each and everyone that Biafra is an open platform. It is a place for you. If you want to partake in it, it is open. In each country of the world, we have 10-person committee, 10-man, 10-woman committee in every country of the world. We are asking you to please look for where the nearest one is to you and register yourself. Okay, yes, we managed to get you back and you're still there. Are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, my dear brother. I'm still here with you.
Yes, what happened? We asked you to stay on the line and you didn't.
Yeah, I stayed on the line. Maybe it's network. I don't know.
Okay, it's still breaking. Your line is still breaking, but please go ahead. Your line is still breaking, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, my dear brother, please, like as I was saying before, you see, the issue of Ouagadougou and the Mozambique people, when I sit down and start thinking about the issue of Mozambique, I think if Mozambique is really working to get Biafra in the Igbo land,
Your line is not very clear. Your line is not stable. Okay, I ask you to call us back, please. It's not stable. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have the caller on the phone. The line is okay. The line is okay. What is going on? Please stay on the line. Don't disengage. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm Kingsley.
And Kingsley.
I'm calling from Austria. Vienna.
From Austria in Vienna, Kingsley. Is that correct?
From Vienna in Austria, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, my brother, I thank you, my brother Namd and the dominion of your colleagues over there for the good work you guys are doing for us, you know. I thank you so very much, and I pray that God will guide you, protect you, and give you more insight and wisdom to lead. So my own contribution for Biafra now in all over the world is I'm talking of in a spiritual part of it, you know, because we Biafra, say we are evils, we are Hebrews, and our life and everything we do go by our tradition, and our tradition is our everyday life, everyday living. It connect to who we are. And when we look back, you see that our people have missed they have lost their way because of they lost who they are. They don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. They don't. Yeah, we are Christians. Yeah, it's true. But when you look at it, you see that all the hope. If you realize who we, if you or whoever can realize who we are, you see that the person can be able to think good, and they think, what can I do for my people? What can I do for the people? A lot, because our people's now, charity begins at home. Because of all these problems that happen in Igbo land, it started long years ago after the war. And even now, as we are going, if we don't do anything now, we see the one that is more than this one we are seeing today now. So my own contribution is that we need to look for our own spiritual side of life, you know, trying to change, trying to do know who we are as an Igbo person, and they try to focus in God, because when you know who you are, and the one chukwa biama, the same God we are still worshiping today, and if you come close to Him, there's a lot of things surround Him, you know. There's a lot of things, like, you know, you fill you with wisdom, knowledge to go in whatever you are doing. Even this struggle of Biafra, I hope that if you can realize with who we are, believe me, God will lead us. God will open way for us. He will guide us, lead us to the place we don't even know. My brother, I thank you very much for what you are doing. You're always in my prayer.
Thank you very
and
much.
And all your colleagues, yeah.
Thank you very much. We welcome your advice. We welcome your suggestion that this is Radio Biafra. We are not relenting. We want people to hold us against what we say to all of you, our listeners. We want you to hold us to account, and we are not going to fail you. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting from a place called Bristol. Here in Virginia, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Nandi, good evening. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We are live on air from Bristol in Virginia. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Okay, I'm calling from South Africa. You're speaking Guna Isaac Nefo. From South Africa.
Isaac, I handle go bogene ko wanine weekend. What is your surname?
Yeah. Surname Odo.
Isaac Odo. Ndewo.
Yeah,
Ndewo. Gani, who go ahead and say, don't say. Go ahead.
I want to ask you about something regarding the thing you said about my son.
Yes.
At the World.
Yes.
You know, I'm also a MASOP member which started from 1999, which is first day that we hosted Biafran flag.
Yes.
In Aba.
Yes.
Our struggle was the main purpose, everything we are doing is to achieve Biafra. But right now, I don't see anything that will cause a problem. I don't know if there's any problem within, because the way you found, it seems that there's a problem between you and Wazriki.
Yes, there is a problem. There is a problem, of course there is. Not problem between me and MASOP and Wazriki. Problem between Wazriki and MASOP and the struggle for Biafra. You said you hosted flag in Aba. I want to ask you now, my dear brother, you're in South Africa. I want to ask you a simple question. Can you tell me what MASOP has achieved since it was hosted flag in Aba?
You know the struggle. We started from slowly by slowly. It's something that we started gradually process to host the flag, to make awareness even before Radio Biafra comes out.
Yes.
I think this thing is something we're supposed to put head together. We don't need to fight or to quarrel to each other. Whether even Wazriki have done something wrong, he's also a human being like you, and he's also a human being like me. What we need to do is to put head together, because our goal is to get our homeland, which is Biafra, and to be out from this so-called devil Nigerians. Those ones that are doing rituals, because what we are seeing in Nigeria is not what we want. We don't want to belong to the place that we will have the children. After that, our children will suffer more than what we have been suffering. That is why we are fighting to get our freedom. We don't want to see ourselves to fight each other. Now we never get our goal. We want to get whatever we need. Even if we get our goal, which is Biafra, when we get it, whatever anybody has done, we can be able to judge that person. Because if we are having quarrel now, to say, let's say that we are Nigerians, if you want to fight somebody, you can't go to Abuja to fight that person. But if our capital is in Enugu, if we are having a problem, anybody that opened us, we can go to Enugu and take him down. And he must give account for what he has done in our Biafra land. That is what we want. Let's join hands. Even if any group, anybody which can be able to join hands to fight and get our own Republic of Biafra, the God's own country. We know that everything that we need is inside there. Whatever we need, we will get it there. After that, we can be able to judge and fight that person. I just try to put it like that. Let's unite and fight that fight and get our goal. Please, Nandi.
Yes, thank you very much for what you have said. But there's something I have to say to you, that this is Biafra. Okay. We are not going to join anybody who has killed our people. It's like asking me to join Go One to build one Nigeria. That is impossible. Go One is now a pastor. He's a Pentecostal pastor. If he lies, let him repent from now till thy kingdom come. I can't walk with him. Wazriki has compromised the struggle. He has stood on the bones of 3.5 million people to go and cut a deal with Nigeria. He is an enemy of the people. He is an enemy of the people unless he comes out openly to confess his sins. We have the evidence against him. Anybody joining Wazriki, anybody joining MASOP in the killing of fellow Igbo people is an enemy of the people. I don't run away from the truth. We must speak the truth at all times. The man has delayed. He has used Biafra to make money. Anybody that uses Biafra to make money is an enemy of the people. If you use Biafra to make money, you are an agent of Lucifer. If you stand on it and kill fellow Igbo people, your sins are beyond pardon. Go back to Wazirika and tell him that he can never be forgiven. No. Not now, not ever. He has to go on exile. Wazirika must go on exile. He has guns from Nigeria. He has the backing of Nigerian police. He has thugs he has paid. Most of them are drug addicts. He has paid to kill for him. We know. But Gaddafi had the same thing. Do you know who Gaddafi is? Do you know Mama Gaddafi in Libya? Gaddafi had the same thing. He was pulled from under the gutter and shot in the head. Wazirika must know there is a day of reckoning. There is a day of reckoning. Good Lord, Jonathan will not protect him. Nigerian army will not protect him. Nigerian police will not protect him. He has to go on exile. He must go on exile. You go and mark our words somewhere and see that Radio Biafra is announcing that Wazirika must, M-U-S-T, go on exile. He brought out the new consciousness. But he who goes to equity must go with clean hands. The fact that we are instrumental in running Radio Biafra from London does not mean I can use Radio Biafra to go to Andy Uba, to go to Ojo Sokaru, to go and cut a deal. If you ask me on the air, I will say after I started.
All those people you're calling now, like Ojo's those ones, I know there are money mongers in there.
So is it Wazirika? So it's Wazirika. If you can, you are in South Africa, my brother. You are in South Africa. I want to ask you a question.
I'm trying to get hold of Wazirika because this thing, you cannot be able to share the blood from people.
Exactly. Hello? Exactly. Exactly.
You cannot be. I know how many people that died during the first day that he was this flag. I know. I have been in prison with myself in 36 myself member. I cannot be able to be happy. And to hear this, even 54 myself member who was suffering in prison, I was among them. If he went out and collect money from business, because in the beginning he said that he can never give up on either. I know he can never give up on either to sell Biafra to any Nigerian. If he did that, he has betrayed us. And also, I know how many times when we are fighting for this Biafra, I know how many people that offer me millions. I was offered millions to collect and forget about Biafra. I refuse because I don't want that million there. I want to fight for it to get my own country. I don't want my children to suffer. The way I was born, I want my children to get whatever they have for me. I know that Biafra got everything. I was fighting that fight. If Wazirika did that, yes, I will be in support. Let him go to the exile. Not only the exile, even when we get Biafra. Because a lot of people lost their life for this struggle. We can never save ourselves with money. Because we are fighting for the freedom of our people. Anybody that did that, we're supposed to make sure he will go to the exile. But if he did that, I'm not in support of Wazirika for that. We must know how we can be able to do that. But what I'm saying, let's fight and get our republic.
Yes.
Our republic is the most important.
It is important.
That our forefathers that died for that.
Yes.
And also the people that are dying for that. Market women. A lot of people are dying for that. Even now, people are still dying. We are in a slave. I told somebody today, we are a slave in Nigeria. Anybody that calls himself a Nigeria, you're still a slave. Even in South Africa here, there is nothing they're doing for us. They are not helping us in anything. Even if police can kill you, if you say you are a Nigeria, they can kill you. Nobody will stand for you. But if you have our Biafra, we won't be scattered outside Biafra land. We will go back home. That is what we are fighting for.
Yes,
and we will keep fighting it until we get our Biafra.
Amen.
If Wazirika has betrayed us and eat the money, we will handle it.
Yes, but let me remind you of something. I want to remind you of something today so people understand where we stand on this issue. Because if I say something, I use myself as an example. I use myself as an example. The example I'm giving you is this. Any day we use Radio Biafra, any day you hear, listen very carefully, yeah. Isaac, and our listeners all over the world. Any day you hear that I traveled to Abuja, even if it is for any other thing in life, because that is the capital of our enemy. Any day you hear that I travel to Abuja, you know that I have compromised the struggle. You know I'm a bad person. And that day, I would not expect you to speak to me again. People don't understand what freedom fighting is. In any other place in the world, I got up to Wazirike Nezi. They will kill him for betraying the struggle. Oh, Wazirike is traveling all over the place, flying first class from Lagos to from Abuja to Lagos. Flying first class, a freedom fighter. Wazirike is taking money to go and build houses. We know who negotiated the deal for him, for oil blocks. We know that. And that was why they kidnapped me and a few other people. Owazirike has not killed one Boko Haram member. Owazirike has not sacked any mosque in Igbo land. When they're bombing our churches in the north, Owazirike sat back. You know what Owazirike said? Anybody attacking Hausa people, he will hand them over to Nigerian police. And people are still associating with that man. People are telling me that they're still following him. The person must be an idiot. Owazirike has sold the struggle down the river. And as long as Owazirike is in Biafra, let me tell you this, we will not get Biafra. Because Nigeria will arm him. Gowon is using, they know what they did before. They are arming MASOP to stop us from getting Biafra. People don't know that. MASOP is anti-Biafra. They cannot pursue Biafra because Owazirike will lie to you, tell you you are the 24th stage. He is going to Abuja and sewing uniform with Mrs. Jonathan. Peace and ask her Wazirike, are you a JP or not? Did they make you peace ambassador for Nigeria or not? Go and ask him. Go and ask Bianca Ono. Did you people make Wazirike the campaign coordinator for Good Lord Jonathan in the southeast or not? Go and ask Bianca. Bianca will not lie. Bianca Ojukwu, the wife of our late head of state, will not lie to you. Go and ask her. Our people should stop behaving like children who cannot reason and go and follow the truth. The truth is what we are telling you. They took our people and handed them over to Nigerian police in 2010. Owazirike kidnapped me and told Nigerian government to come after me where I was. He rang them on the phone and I saw his number. People must know that now Anesinubudumarakurochem, from somebody's character and content, you can tell what they can do and what they cannot do. A freedom fighter driving about in luxury is not a freedom fighter. You're in South Africa.
Okay, can I ask you about another person? What about Ucho Okoku?
Ucho Okoku has been in this struggle for a long time from the beginning. We have not seen
We have not seen
anything in Ucho Okoku to lead us to believe. Let us make this thing very clear. The people that started MASOP, in case we don't know, is the late Longinus Ojiako, Prince Ojiako.
I know, but what about Longinus also? I wanted to ask you.
He is dead.
He's still in full member.
Are you listening? He is dead on Warner. He died as a freedom fighter. Longinus Ojiako is dead. Are you listening to me? He is dead.
He's dead?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Exactly. So thank you very much for calling and chew over what we told you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nandi. Good evening. My name is Godwin. I'm calling from Germany.
Godwin, what is your father's name?
I'm Godwin Ezekwer. I'm calling from Germany.
Go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead. Hello? Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead. The line is unstable.
I want to say something about what...
Your line is cutting. Your line is not stable.
It's 8 people died in Ezurika. And some of...
Now... Yes, you are cutting out. I'm going to call you back. Godwin, I'll call you back. Your line is breaking. I will call you back. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are.
This is Fred Hunter from Texas calling again. I would address you this afternoon as Mr. Director, since Miss Chidi didn't like the way I pronounced Kiwi Dichi. I heard her laughing.
Yes.
I was only half joking. Yes, kind of sorry to see that your trip is just about over with.
Yes.
But before you go, we talked about education a little bit earlier.
Yes, we did.
During the early days here in the United States, there was a discussion between two black leaders, W.E.B. Du Bois and Booker T. Washington.
Yes.
And the conflict was, should black people be trained academically or to set up apprenticeships, plumbing and bricklaying?
Yes.
And so in the New Biafra, how will you decide who to go into the crafts or industry or academically?
It will be based on their academic competence because everything will be on merit. We'll have vocational training as well as formal education. The idea that every child must be a lawyer or an engineer or an architect won't be no more. We will have stonemasons. We will have people who are experts at woodwork. We will have people who knows how to work metal. We will have vocational colleges, which we do have already. We all need this to expand them. If your talent goes towards vocational education, you go into it. If your talent is within more mainstream education, then you go into it. We will encourage people. We will not deter them. Wherever your talent takes you is where you're going to go.
That sounds interesting. I think that's a very good idea. But is there any stigma attached to people who work with their hands as compared to working with their brains in industry or business?
Not at all. Even those that work with their hands will be able to give more credit because they are the ones who are going to build your environment. In the United States, I'll give you an example, and also in the United Kingdom, you have the stonemasons. These are the people responsible for the finest architecture known to man. These are great people. In fact, let us make this very clear. Somebody that services your boiler, your cooker in England, a plumber, earns more money than a lawyer. For information. So we value them. We value everybody because we are going to be in the business of nation building. We are going to build Biafra. Even a road sweeper will be accorded respect and dignity. Everybody will partake in the building of Biafra, and all your trades are important. When you go to a hospital, you don't only see a doctor, you see a security guard, you see a nurse, you see a dispenser, you see a chemist, you see a pharmacist, you see a lab attendant, you see a mortician. Everything is complete. Nobody can walk into a hospital and all you see is a doctor. So the same way with the nation, everything has to be there and everybody will be respected for who they are and what they bring to the party.
It sounds very exciting. Kind of makes me wish I was a young man again, started all over again. And I was listening to your discussion on the English language here. Here in the United States, I would be willing to pay more money to see that people who are immigrants to learn to speak English, because we need some type of language as a unifying force, regardless of what it is.
Yes.
These are the comments I want to make, and usually people call in and say they want to make a contribution. That's my contribution. Welcome to the United States, and bye to Mr. Chidera also.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Bye. Thank you very, very much. We welcome what you have said. We like it. Let's go take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nando. This is Martin Sanders. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, Martin's the great man himself, the first man that hosted Radio Biafra here in the United States in Atlanta, in Georgia, with your wonderful wife who also did the same, came and joined us for a program in San Francisco. You are privileged to be coming from a family of Biafrans. We are very proud of you. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, my brother. I wanted to mention this thing about Watrike and Masob and all these things that are going on. When Watrike started this movement, the Masob movement, I heard him on one of the videos I watched over his coming. And he talked about how he did not like the way Obasanjo was treating the Biafran people. So he used to be in the good books of Obasanjo, but when he lost out the appointment, is like that, he decided to come and do this Biafra thing. So maybe he thought that by going to achieve Biafra, that he, or maybe he was trying to use Biafra with getting his own share.
Yes, we are listening. Are you there? We are listening. Are you there? No, we have lost him. Let's go back to the line. Is the caller on Skype still there?
Hello?
Yes, are you still there? Yes, please go ahead. Go ahead. Is that Godwin? Is that correct?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Yeah, then go ahead and make your point, because the line was unstable before. It's far more stable now. Please go ahead. We lost our brother Martins.
I wanted to respond to... Yeah, I wanted to respond to our brother who called from South Africa.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
can you hear me?
River.
No. We can't. Please, Godwin, call us back. Your line is not clear. Call us back. Your line is not clear at all. Please, Martins, do give us some time. We shall come back to you. Do give us some time. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. You're through to us on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Nandi. Good afternoon. My name is Christian Ekenedere Tuku Onyedekam.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to respond to what the brother called from South Africa.
Yes.
I'm so happy that someone who knows Obazirike and very closely have come out and said something. So what I take from what the guy said is that it's now a truth and the established fact that money was changing hand, because he said with his own voice that people have called him to take millions so that he can leave the Biafra struggle.
Yes.
And he himself refused. So he's now coming to back up the truth that you've been telling, the Radio Biafra have been telling us, that Obazirike have compromised, have collected money from the enemy. If this brother from South Africa can, you know, confirm such truth, then how many of them is like him? How many of them is not like him? So we do not know. So that is why we are going to continue to forge ahead and tell people the truth. So the brother in South Africa, I can say kudos to him, because he actually, in defending Obazirike, have actually given us the best truth. So we congratulate, I myself congratulate him for coming out, and I wish that he will listen more and get in tune to the lines that every one of us here in Radio Biafra have acquainted ourselves with, and join us in the true freedom fighting, because I think he's a true Biafran. So that we need his likes, his kind, so that we can move forward. You continue saying what you are saying, you continue doing, because there is evidence of truth today from what the man, the brother from South Africa said. And that truth, we will continue to tell other people in reference to what he said, that he knew Obazirike, and in his struggle with him, that many people have called him, the Nigerian government have called him, offer him money to abandon the struggle. And he's not talking in thousands, he said in millions. So if he, as a person, have got such request, or such thing coming from the government, from the opposition, or from the enemy, how much more the man in the head will be talking in billions, and possibly the oil block, like the way the Radio Biafra have led us to believe. Thank you, and I want to tell you that the other issue about the marriage and the law, you see, it's evident. The things have been happening, but it's now that we people have find out that this is how the country have been going, and this is how the people have been running this country that they call the Nigeria. But we now, I am also now agreeing that this is a zoo, because it's only in the zoo. Even the zoo is better, because I went to the zoo myself on the weekend, last weekend. I find out that the animals, because I wanted to see how the animals behave in the zoo. I find out that they are all in their closets. They do the time for feeding, they brought food for them. The time when it's night, the light will come on automatically. But in the zoo that the lights of it in Nigeria, it's not the same. There, in the night, there is no light. The people also have struggled to get their food. Even when they get the food, there is no good environment to enjoy the food, to enjoy your hard-earned money that you have labored the whole day to get. There is nothing in Nigeria to compare with the zoo, the real zoo that people go and they have a fun. So zoo, when you go to the zoo, you have fun. When you go to Nigeria, you face death. If the rope did not kill the people there, the flight will kill them, your fellow human being will kill. So this is very unbecoming. I want to ask every one of us who like life, who love life and want to live it in the fullness, to understand that life is not complete if you did not achieve life. Everything you have to achieve in this life is life. That is why when God created man, he looked back and said, everything he created is beautiful. So this is why we should continue to work hard. Let everyone say that he did not know. It takes years, 40 years and 40 nights or 40 to get the Israelites out. At least by now we have fought for 40 years. And I think the timing is right.
Yes,
we are moving forward.
Thank you. And whilst you're there, you wait, because our people are a bit we act funny sometimes. But for the very first time in recent history, the people that rigged themselves to Abuja, the politicians at Abuja, did us very proud. The list of the senators that voted for the child sex attack law is out. Is circulated everywhere. If you go to Radio Biafra Facebook page, you will see it. If you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, you will see it. And we are announcing to the whole world that we are not part of Nigeria. There is not one single Igbo politician, there is not one single Igbo senator that voted for this nonsense. They are beginning to redeem themselves somehow. They are not out of the woods yet. But we are glad to report that not a single Igbo senator voted for, according to what we are seeing, and I hope they're not lying to us. No Igbo senator voted for child molestation. We are informing Barrister Mamezu in London and also Barrister Mekado of Mekesiri. Should they begin to put their papers together to go to the British government to waive the nonsense called bond when you invite people to come to England? That we did not vote for the child pedophile law in Nigeria. We did not vote for it. We are not part of it. No Igbo senator voted for this law. And at least we can say we are proud of them now. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Tony Ugochukwu from Akop. I just want to give you information. Information that will help you and their listeners. The African American guy that called you talked about, you guys talked about technical skill, technical education versus traditional education.
Yes.
And then you said that plumbers in England make more money than lawyers.
Of course, yes.
Now, there is a connection. You see, this discussion, there is a connection to what the Northerners are doing in the North. Now, listen to this. Tell your people to do research on this. Again, this is why I want to provide my own website. That way I can do thorough research. Do you know that throughout countries in the Middle East, if all foreigners in each country will wake up tomorrow and go home, that place will collapse. All the jobs like fixing your refrigerator, your roof, building a house from ground to up, all the jobs, those kind of jobs are done by foreigners. Because Saudis and other Arabs, they don't like to do a job like that. They think it's demeaning. They think it's demeaning because they don't get paid a lot of money. You see, so that's the same thing they replicated in northern Nigeria. You see, now go to Singapore. You guys need to study Singapore. Do you know the democracy in Singapore and the economy in Singapore, they're actually doing better than America today? Just go check it out. And then do you know they said that in the current Singapore, for example, the person in charge of, let's say the Ministry of Works, in charge of, you know, fixing the roads, they say the guy is an engineer. He has to be an engineer. He has to know what is happening. And then the guy that is in charge of, you know, different departments in Singapore are manned by professionals with appropriate skills, both practical and technical. You see. So, but anyway, this is information I want to provide you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He says he wants to, he's a Biafran, he believes in working together, and at the same time, he wants to do his own thing. I don't understand. I don't quite understand. Let's go to take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Kano. I'm calling from Qatar.
What is your, please speak up, we can't hear you. What is your name again?
I said my name is Kano.
And what is your, is Kano your first name or your surname? I don't know. What's your father's name? And your first name? Chukwuemeka Kano. Where are you from in Igbo land?
I'm from Anambra State.
Which part of Anambra?
Orumba North local government.
So you have Kano in Orumba North as well. That's a good thing. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to talk about the issue of the marriage, the age. I don't know if the senior don't have any other work to do apart from all this nonsense, because I'm quite very disappointed about the thing. I just get it from the news this morning. So if the Senate don't have any other work to do, they better back it off now. They just better close that chamber. Because it's quite embarrassing. How can so many things happening in Nigeria, they are just there talking about the age, the marriage and the underage marriage. It's very bad. So that's why I want to contribute on this.
Thank you very much. And having said that, we'll try and find the list once again, the list of the people that that voted and those that did not vote. Please, Chidera, can you give us the names of the people? Please call the names of the people that voted so that you can go and molest children. The name of the child sex attackers. The name of the pedophiles you have in Nigeria. The names of those that voted so they can go to a nursery school and pick up a baby and go and sexually abuse that baby. Please, the names. Go ahead. And where they come from.
Of course, the list of the senators that voted for girls underage marriage. One of them is already married to a 13-year-old girl, but he took the girl when she was 9 years. The others were probably warming up for theirs. Their names are: one, Senator Abdul Mumin M. Hassan. He's from Jigawa
South. That is Abdul Mumin. Yes, go ahead.
Senator Abdullahi Danladi, Jigawa Northwest, PDP. Senator Adamu Abdullahi, Nasarawa West, PDP. Senator Ahmed Barata, Adamawa South, PDP. Senator Akinyelure Ayo, Ondo Central, Labour Party. Senator Alkali Saidu A, Gombe North, PDP. Senator Bagudu Abubakar A, Kebbi Central, PDP. Senator Dahiru Omaru, Sokoto South, PDP. Senator Galaudu Issa, Kebbi North, PDP. Senator Gaba Gamawa, Bauchi North, PDP. Senator Gobe Ibrahim, Sokoto East, PDP. Senator Gumba Adamu Ibrahim, Bauchi South, PDP. Senator Hadi Sirika, Katsina North, CPC. Senator Ibrahim Buka Aba, Yobe East, AMPP. Senator Jajere Alkali, Yobe South, AMPP, Senator Jibrila Mohammed, Adamawa North, PDP, Senator Kabiru Gaya, Kano South, AMPP, Senator Lafiagi Mohammed, Kwara North, PDP, Senator Lawan Ahmad, Yobe North, AMPP, Senator Masido Mohammed, Sokoto North, PDP, Senator Musa Ibrahim, Niger North, CPC, Senator Ndume Mohammed Ali, Borno South, PDP, Senator Sadiq A. Yaradua, Kasina Central, CPC, Senator Saleh Mohammed, Kaduna Central, CPC, Senator Toko Bello, Adamawa Central, PDP, Senator Ubesia Odion, Edo Central, PDP, Senator Omar Abubakar, Taraba Central, PDP, Senator Osman Abdulaziz, Jigawa North East, PDP, Senator Yao Sahabi, Zamfara North, PDP, Senator Zana Ahmed, Borno Central, PDP, Senator Ahmad Rufai Sani, Zamfara West, AMPP, Senator Ahmad Abdul Ningi, Bauchi Central, PDP, Senator Bello Hayatu Gwano, Kano North, PDP, and Senator Ibrahim Abu, Kasina South, CPC. There are 35 of them altogether.
Yes, these are the people that voted for the law to be passed, so that you can now go to the zoo, the Zoological Republic called Nigeria, and you can grab a young girl and you can molest her sexually, and nothing will happen to you because it is legal to abuse children in Nigeria. That is why we want to get away from there. We are not part of them. No Igbo senator voted for that nonsense. There is no senator from Cross River State. Is that correct?
No.
No senator from Akwa Ibom State. No senator from Rivers.
No.
Is there any senator from there, from Bayelsa?
No.
Exactly. Our people must begin to understand that we are a people with a set values. We have survived the onslaught of the enemy. We have lived in the zoo as slaves for very many years now, and we are going to extricate ourselves from it. We must get away from it. Let's take this call.
Hello.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Chidoze Elisha from Akoko. I'm living in London.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that, so that even British itself, British people itself, who bring us together with just our colors, one Nigeria can hear what is we are doing. That we are Biafras, we are not supporting things like this. Now, what I'm trying to say is, the British people who bring us together with the Northerners and say we are one Nigeria, and they stay with people who are ready to marry kids of 8 years and 10 years and make themselves one country.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, if they can make a country, our country, who can be able to marry a girl of 8 years and make themselves one country, so they can see this by themselves, and mean we are not dissenting with these people. So this is what they have done to us, and at the same time, I'm seeing them as a betrayer. People who bring Christianity to us, we accept their religion. And they take to the Northerners. The Northerners rejected their own religion. And after everything, they stab us behind and give the power to those who rejected their religion. Now, they see what these people are doing. So I'm really happy that these people done this. And I'm very proud of our senators who come from the East, who do not support this evil thing. So that is really what I want to talk.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for what you are doing over there.
Thank you very much. Emma, only men call me Kelea, only men call you a Kapoya. For once, our senators, they have behaved like human beings, and we praise them. That's what we are saying. We don't want to condemn anybody because it's a blanket condemnation. No. For once, they have abandoned their foolishness, following their house. That goes to show that some of them still have minds of their own. We want them to support Biafra, to go the extra mile to support Biafra. That's what we want them to do. Thank you very much. Yes, Chidera.
Yes, I'm also very happy that our senators were not a part of this. And I think this is part of the DNA test that you were going to do for our people from Delta, River State, Akwa Ibom, because they didn't support it as well, meaning that they are all from us and it's the same blood.
Everything, you know, people, the righteous people, they always do the right thing.
Yes.
Akwa Ibom has done us proud. We cross River State the same. River State, Bayelsa,
Delta,
Abia, Delta, Imo, Anambra, Enugu, Ebonyi. None of your senators voted to abuse children. That shows you that you are brave people. And God will surely give us Biafra that we want. We have our sister on the line. Please give the world once again your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, the person on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chidebere Azubike. I'm calling from Egypt.
Chidebere Azubike from Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I listened to the result of those who voted for child molesting abuse of Nigerian new law. And I was thinking maybe this information has to pass to England, to David Cameron.
Yes, we are going to give it to him.
Yeah. Yes, I think such information need to pass for him, because I know in England there is no such a law like this that governs England. If England is also in support of this, well, I think it will be an interesting thing to know.
Yes, we'll do that. Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless all of you in Egypt. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. Unfortunately, they cannot hear us. That this is Radio Biafra. We are about to bring the program to a close. You will rejoin us again in 3 hours' time, because we'll still be here broadcasting in 3 hours' time. That will be our last evening broadcast from here in Bristol, in Virginia, in the United States. Let's see if they're back. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. They can't hear us. They cannot hear us. The line is not stable. They can't hear us. The caller now on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Please raise your voice. Raise your voice and stay where you are. On Skype, stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name. Yes, your name, please. And where you're calling from?
My name is Lawrence. I'm calling from Greece.
Yeah, raise your voice. You're calling from where?
Okay, my name is Lawrence Chukwudia, so I'm calling from Greece.
You're calling from Greece? Lawrence, from Greece. Yes, go ahead. Yes. You're listening. From Greece, go ahead.
Exactly, yeah. I want to thank you for the good work you are doing and the Radio Biafra team. Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah, concerning what issue you are raised, these are the same senators of Nigeria that rejected what they did for gay marriage is good and other things, but these people at the same time accept molestation of young girls from my age of 9 to 30 years.
Yes.
And this same thing is, what I'm saying is, since they reject gay marriage, why couldn't they also reject this kind of child molestation? Because this one is more evil to compare to gay marriage.
Yes, so, it's because with gay, you don't have anybody to disvirgin. There is nobody to disvirgin with gay, yes. But with this one, you have somebody to disvirgin.
I'm very happy that Radio Biafra teams have the names of the senators that have already approved this kind of evil against the children. Because this is against the Western, it's against the whole world practice, not just Nigeria. So it is against it. This to show you that we are not the same people with these people, Hausa, Fulanis, or whatever they call themselves. We are not the same thing with their tradition, with their religion. I keep on telling my British friends and all of them that we and these people are not the same. That is why we keep on fighting. And because you come and match all of us together, it's like free for all. And nobody respects each other. These ones, they have their own religion, they have their own culture. Look at what they have did now. They want us to accept molestation of a child, of which our culture forbid, of which our religion as well forbid, because our religion is almost the same thing with Christianity. That is why we accept it wholeheartedly from the Europeans the time they come in Nigeria. So what you people are doing is wonderful, and I encourage you, and God will give us Biafra, because Biafra we stand, all of us we stand in Biafra. Nigerian name is like a horrible thing to mention it outside the world. So we don't like mentioning this name, Nigeria. Everybody is ashamed of that name. Nobody is proud of it. Even the Ethiopian people are always here in Europe and all across other places. They always say no, no. Everybody has some right to deny. So why should we continue to engage ourselves and find ourselves in this kind of cage that is Nigeria?
It's terrible.
People Nigeria is corruption. So we need to disengage from this union. It's not workable.
It's not.
Since every
And we are that is exactly what we are doing. Please stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. Please, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Nnamdi, it's me, Isaac, from South Africa.
Yes, yes, yes. I took your call because I knew it was you calling back. Please go ahead.
Nnamdi, that is a sign that we have divided already. Because you see, the senator in North, they are the ones that create their own things now. Our own senator in our own side, they have proved that we are not in one country. Now we are divided already. They have already proved it. I know that God has answered our prayer. We keep praying. That's the only thing I want to just chip in for now.
Thank you very much for making it very brief as well. We are very grateful. Thank you very much and continue to support the good work that Radio Biafra is doing. We are not going to abandon the Biafran struggle to go and buy houses. We cannot leave it to go and buy hotels. We cannot cut any deal with Nigeria. We can't even cut any deal with corrupt Igbo politicians, talk less of Nigeria. What type of nonsense, what type of freedom fighting is that you fight and you sell your people for a pot of gold? Despite the frustrations, despite the provocation, despite all the anger, we cannot abandon this struggle because it is what God wants us to do and because we are righteous people.
Hello?
Yes, this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Godwin Chegwe.
Yes, Godwin. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I reside in Holland.
Yes, you are in Holland. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm really happy my friend by name James introduced me to this Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And for your last broadcast, I got it very late. Today I've been following up and I've been seeing what wonderful things you people are doing there. I really thank you and may the good Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you very much.
I am here from Okwane in Ndokwa local government area of Delta State.
Wonderful.
I'm an Igbo speaking.
Yes, yes, thank you.
Yeah. This new law that has been passed show division according to one of the speakers there.
Yes.
But if I may ask a question and if I may suggest something too.
Yes.
With this movement, I begin to see and I begin to suggest that our people that are living in that north, can't they? I know they are so established, but can't they gradually be moving their business one by one back to the south? Because it's very glaring that this division must take place. If they cannot be investing there and still be following this movement. So I will advise, for my own opinion, I know it's difficult, but they should try to be relocating. You understand me?
Yes.
Because this law that they are passing for child abuse is not something one can live with them there, because they may abuse an Igbo child and nothing will happen.
Yes, that is what you're saying is correct, and that is what we've been preaching. But before we go any further, it's very, very interesting that you come from Ndokwa local government. Please explain to our people what is the primary language at Ndokwa where you come from, the village where you come from. What language do you speak? What is the name of it?
Yeah, we speak Okwane within the Delta region. Our capital is Asaba.
Yes. Yes,
you
speak Okwane. You speak Okwane, but which is a derivative of Igbo language, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a division of Igbo language. When I speak my language, you will hear, and when you speak, I will hear.
Simple. So it is Igbo language in another form, is that correct?
We talk like the Asaba people.
Asaba people are Igbo people. The reason why we're making this very clear is that so when people say to us, how about our brothers and our sisters in the South, people like you and people like our dear brother in Morocco, people like our dear brother in Georgia will be able to put a lie to that to say we are one. And the language we speak and understand is Igbo. If I go to Nsukka,
of course we are one. That is why I am interested in this program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will ask our people to come back. Maybe if we tell them they won't listen, if they hear from you, they will listen to us, because what you have told us now has gone all over the world, because Radio Biafra is listened to and received in every country of the world at this very minute. Thank you very much, and continue to support the efforts to get Biafra through Radio Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for your effort too. Bye-bye.
Bana, bye. Yes. That is why Radio Biafra is good. We put a lie to a lot of things that people say. We are united. We are one. We are marching ahead relentlessly. We are going to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Anybody saying we won't get Biafra, that person will not leave. We are going ahead to get it in truth and honesty. Any day we lie to you, we cease to exist as human beings. Any day we lie to our people, that means that Biafra will not come. Because Biafra is God's own project himself. He wants us to be clean. He wants us to be righteous. He wants us to turn away from our sins that he may be able to bless us. And that is what we're asking him to give to us. Please, the strength, the fortitude, the grace, and the mind to be able to resist whatever comes our way as we pursue this very noble battle. This is Radio Biafra. If you've listened to us, we are very grateful to you. Please also tell other people. The same way our brother called to say he was told by somebody, all you need to do, don't preach Biafra to anybody. Ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co for them to listen to our program later on tonight. It will be 12 midnight. We'll be coming to you 12 midnight in Biafra land time. Dear sister Ifeoma, we've been trying to get hold of you. Your line has been very difficult to get through. I don't know if you can hear us. No, you can't. You can't hear us right now. Your line is unstable. Your Skype line is unstable. You can call us on the phone, or we'll try and rectify it before our midnight transmission. That's Biafra land time, and also the time in London. From here, it is 7 p.m. on the eastern side of the United States of America. I am Nnamdi Kanu, and I've had with me today in the studio Sister Chidera. I'm calling you Sister as if we're in Pentecostal church. No, we are not. Ahawamwada Chidera Akabu. Please say goodbye to our people.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. Thank you for listening to this segment of the program. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm telling you good afternoon from here. Also, try to rejoin us by 7 p.m. Eastern Time from here, Bristol, Virginia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from me, Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure serving you once again. I am your humble servant. We do as we are told. All your advice, all your suggestions, we have taken everything on board. The only thing we will not compromise on is compromise itself. We cannot abandon this struggle to chase something else. We cannot kill fellow Igbo people. We cannot go to Abuja to take justice of peace. We are not going to build any hotels. We are not going to build any mansions. We are not going to tell you that Biafra is coming tomorrow afternoon. No, we don't have 1,000 stages to go to get Biafra. We only have very simple three. We demonstrate, we go home, drive away the bad people, and then we face our enemies to get Biafra. It's been a pleasure serving you today. Please, wherever you are, we thank you very much. Please rejoin us again in about 3 hours' time, please. 12 midnight, Biafra land time, 7 p.m. here in Bristol, Virginia. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you all. But more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Ananti asili umu eno ibi mena numu wagasilele.